In the gospel reading today, at the very end, our Lord tells us that every scribe instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings forth from his storeroom things new and old. So we recognize that the church, being the person of Jesus Christ, continues to grow, continues to develop. Consequently, there are new things that are added over the years. There are old things that have remained. We can't just throw away the old things, because that's the foundation on which everything else is built. At the same time, we have to be careful that we don't just reject anything that's new because it's something that seems novel. Otherwise, we'd have to even look at the old things and say there was a day when they were new. And they are the very things which we base our faith upon. Listen, for instance, or look at the Apostles' Creed. It was written just after the turn of the first, second century. Look at the creed that we pray every Sunday, the Nicene Creed, and that was written in 325. Look at the Gloria, that goes way back into the early days of the church, again, the second or third century. All these prayers that we have, the Holy Holy comes right out of the book of the prophet Isaiah, so that's from 700 years before Jesus even was born. So we have all kinds of different things that are new and that are old. The church tests these various things, lets go of the things that aren't helpful. Obviously rejects outright the things that are wrong or that are bad. But at the same time, there are things that might be helpful for a generation that aren't very helpful anymore. And the church allows those to go to the wayside. So we hang on to those pearls of great price. We let go of the ones that aren't so impressive. We hang on to the good fish that are pulled out of the ocean, but the other ones are tossed aside. Ultimately, what happens is that the very best is what should be maintained. Now we live in a time where that hasn't necessarily been the case. There are some things that we can look at it and say, well, the fish are not, well, they're kind of stinky actually right now. They aren't the best ones. And yet somehow people keep trying to say, no, 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 this is the best, this is the best. And that's where we have to be able to say no. If we're going to be a scribe that is instructed in the kingdom of heaven, then yes, we need to look at the things that are new and make a decision on what the goodness or the badness of these things, and be able to reject them if they're not good. Remember back a number of years ago seeing an article, it was actually a homily that was delivered by Archbishop Gagnon up in Ottawa in Canada, and it was at St. Paul's College that he gave that address. And he talked about all of the reasons why back in the 1970s and into the 80s they did the things that they were doing. It was very instructive for me because it was the first time that I could actually see that there was anything positive that somebody was trying to do. For instance, he said, we thought that if we use this new kind of music that would attract the young people, and instead it's just pushed them away. We thought that if we could make the mass more accessible to people that therefore they would want more, and instead they left. Oh, he just went down the line, all these different things that they tried. And still today, we have people trying to tell us that this is the better way. If we can just have rock music at mass, that's better. No, it's not. Number one, we're not there to be entertained. Number two, that form of music is rather diabolical anyway and doesn't belong in church. Number three, it has failed completely in what they were trying to do. It's that kind of thing that we can look at it and say, okay, look, they tried it, it didn't work, it's been a disaster, it needs to go. And at the same time, we can look and say, yeah, but there are some things from the past that are still good. We hang on to them. There are things from the past that aren't so good. We need to let those things go so that what we maintain is just the best of the best. There are things that are good that are not the best. It's not what we want. We want to give God the best. And so that's what we have to constantly be looking at. The church needs to be looking at that. As individuals, we need to look at that. There are things that, you know, again, happens in our own lives. You can look at all the stuff in your house, and there are things that maybe when you were young, this was something really important to you. Now you're a little older and you go, oh my goodness, well, I gotta get rid of that. What am I doing with this? So there are things like that that happen in our own lives. We hang on to some of the good things. We let go of things that aren't as impressive. Now we need to look at our spiritual lives. There are some people who still have the spiritual life of a child. They've never grown. They've never developed. It's like time to grow up. Time to let the childish things go and to become an adult in the spiritual life. There are people who run around with a stack of holy cards that's about a half a foot thick. I have to pray every one of these prayers every day. It's like, are you praying any of them? All you're doing is reading them as fast as you possibly can because it's taking you 2 to 3 hours to go through the whole stack. Like, no, get rid of the ones that aren't the best and really pray the ones that are better. Look at what you're doing in your prayer and be able to say, what moves me closer to the Lord? There are thousands of wonderful prayers that saints have written over the years. You can't do them all, even though they're really good. Take the ones that are going to be the best. The ones that for you, these are the ones that are the best. Because they're all good. There are some things that aren't good. We just need to reject that stuff outright. Even though we like it, sometimes it's not good. So it's not about what do I like the best. It's what is the best. Because God is the best. He is all in all, and so we want to give him the best that we have. It's exactly what he does for us. He gives us the Holy Eucharist. It's himself. It's the best. There is nothing greater. And now we look at it in return and say, what am I giving to him? That's what we have to look at. Am I saying prayers that I learned when I was just a little child? That are children's prayers as opposed to the Hail Mary and the Our Father that we learned when we were kids. So again, we hang on to the best. Some of the things we need to let go. I pick things up over the years that maybe were good. Are they the things that are still helping to lift me up, or have they become anchors now and they're pulling me down? Is my heart really focused on the Lord so that my prayer is giving him the best that I have? Best that I have is what he's given to me. It's my soul. It's my life. My giving myself to him as he is giving himself to me. How do I do that in the way that's best? For each one of us, that may be a little different. Your personality, your circumstances, it's a little different from somebody else. So for you, this might be best. For the next person, that might be best. That's fine. As long as what you're offering to God is truly the best. That's what we have to always be looking for. So it's looking through the storeroom, looking at the old, looking at the new, figuring out what really is the best. What is the way that is going to help me to be able to love God the most, my whole heart and soul and strength? That's what needs to be the focal point then. That's what we have to look at. Get rid of the things that aren't helping. Put in the things that help the most so that we can do for the Lord as he does for us.